Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
I ask that you would fill us. God, that you would equip us. That God, we came out on a Thursday night just to be a whole bunch of girls hungry to hear from the Word. Hungry to be with you, Father God. And so God, we ask that you would move. Lord, we ask that you would have your way with us. That God, that there would be no limitations. And God, that you would speak what needs to be spoken. Holy Spirit, that you would move in ways that only you can move. And we thank you for the presence of God that is with us right now. Lord, we thank you and we welcome you. We just want to sit at your feet tonight. Holy Spirit, just continue to move and talk and breathe through us. In Jesus' name. This is what we're going to do. There's just such a beautiful atmosphere of the presence of God tonight. If you were wondering what happened when I came up, we believe in the gifts of the Spirit, and I was speaking in tongues, and then you heard me prophesy it. In the Word of God, it says, let not tongues be spoken unless there is interpretation, and you just heard the interpretation of what that was. I believe God has been prepping this message for all of you girls in my heart for about 2 months. It has been a journey for me to have to birth this, so let's see how it comes out, because I know he wants to speak some incredible things tonight. So with an attitude of reverence, I'm just gonna ask that we just grab our Bibles, we get in our seats, and we're gonna get right into the Word. Because I don't wanna break the presence of God, because I believe that there's a thick presence in here. Welcome, girls, welcome. You showed up tonight, didn't you? You came out on a Thursday night. You got your kids here. You came after work. You were hungry for some sugar. And you pressed in. And I know that heaven looks down on that and he's absolutely madly in love with us. Did you know that? Did you know that God is madly in love with you? He's madly wild at heart about you. Did you know that there's nothing that you can do or nothing that you can say that he goes, oh, I don't love her? Nothing. Because he's in love with you. And I know that God has some new things and new plans and new visions and new ideas. I believe God is going to burst some things out of the rock. Pastor Dan didn't give us a vision of grow this year. That means giving and relationships and outreach and worship. I've already seen God begin to move the chess pieces on the board around, getting people prepared, ready to launch us into some new things. And I believe God has a call for your life. You might be sitting in this room tonight going, I don't know why I'm here. I don't even know what God wants with me. I'm a hot mess. But you know what? We're all hot messes. I was a real big hot mess, and I saw God pluck me right out of hell, save me from and rescue me from things that I should have never even been involved in. But yet his grace and his mercy will equip us and restore us and renew us and fill us. So tonight, we're gonna get into some stories. We're gonna talk about some things that the Word of God wants to bring us to. And so if you would turn with me to Jeremiah, hopefully you brought your word, because I believe God wants to speak a word. I believe tonight's not gonna just be an ordinary night. I believe that we're gonna dig into the Word of God. Some of you just need a word tonight. How many of you just need a word? How many of you just need a fill up? I believe God likes to fill us up. God is so faithful. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know who I am, my name is Pastor Jess, one of the servants here at The Rock. I get to lead this beautiful, amazing church. My parents stepped back and asked us to step forward, and we said, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, Father God, we'll do what you ask. And I believe God has a journey and a mission for us to continue the gospel and to reach into the ends of the earth. And I know that each of us have a part in that. So in Jeremiah, we're gonna start out in Jeremiah. And I'm gonna take you to Jeremiah 18. You know, some of you have come into a season in your life where maybe you feel exhausted. Do I have any exhausted girls in here? Like, if you had a day off, what would you do? I would sleep. Like, have you ever had those days? Maybe you're fed up. Are you just fed up? Like, if one more person asks one more thing of me, I'm going to snap. Well, listen, God knows you're gonna snap. like a rubber band, just ready to just break right open, right? Don't give any more stretch to me because I just can't handle any more stretch. But I know that, listen, in my learnings of stretching, it's never easy times, but they're always necessary times in the kingdom. Maybe you are frustrated. Did you come in here tonight and have a fight? Do not raise your hands. With the kids or the husband, you know you're driving and you're like hitting like anybody that's in my way is getting hit. You know, I'm a hot mess today. Dan came home right in between. We have AM and PM and I got kind of sick in between and there were just some things and I'm going back and forth and Dan comes home and I'm telling him, okay, this is what you do with the kids tonight. You know, I'm giving him instruction, like, because maybe if I don't, they won't eat. I don't know. And so I'm talking to him and he's just like, you're not making any sense. And I literally could not form a sentence. And I was going, this is not good. You should be very scared for me, honey. And he just laughed at me and he's like, get out of here. We're gonna be okay, you know? And then I get here and I miss my book. Thank God for Teresa over here. Let's give Teresa a hand because she went to heaven and back trying to get me my story for tonight. And you know what? All things work out for the good of those who love the Lord. And I just begin to laugh. It's like, seriously, of course, God. You know, of course, it's chaotic in the chaotic moments because God has been challenging me in every moment, in every circumstance of my life. So if it's doing it for me, he's doing it for you. There's some situations, there's some feelings, there's emotions. We are women, we are driven emotionally. Did you know that? Sometimes you wish we weren't, right? So that we wouldn't be called the nagging wife or we wouldn't be like over emotional. And then you know after you've had that emotional moment, you're like, yeah, that was probably not good. I shouldn't have said everything I said. I take it all back. I don't mean any of it. But you know, God sees it all and he knows our breaking point and he knows what we can handle. And I want to say to you today, you can handle more. You are built to last and outlast. You are built to carry capacity you did not know you had, just as when you had a child and your stomach kept getting bigger. I remember thinking, it cannot get any bigger. And then my second child just kept growing. And I thought, it's the Mexican food I'm eating 3 times a day. It has to be the Mexican food. But you know what it was? He was just a big boy. He came out 10 pounds, 4 ounces. And nobody knew. And I'm telling you, I did not know my body could do the things that it did. And now my son will see my stomach at times. I don't like showing it at all. And he's like, ew. And I'm like, this is your fault, buddy. All your mess. So don't be making fun of your mom. But you know, see, God knows our capacity. He knows the lengths that we could stretch. He knows how to push us a little further and a little farther. And I believe God is calling us as a church. Are you the body of Christ? Do you carry Jesus living and dwelling within you? Then I believe he's asking us to look and examine and check out some things because he's stretching and he's equipping us. So when you're at your breaking point, when you're in your frustration moment, when there's just one more thing I just can't. How many times have we said, I'm done. I'm done. And I just think God laughs from heaven. No, you're not. Just get over your moment. When you're done, I'll continue. I love his mercy that he just knows how to deal with us girls, doesn't he? And so God began to show me some incredible things about how he molded us. How he shaped us, how he equipped us to be girls, because women are very different than men. We think differently, we talk differently, we act differently, we are very feminine, and that's a good thing. Maybe you're sitting here going, I wish I was feminine. I'm not, totally a jock, I like sports. Listen, you could do it all, because women could do it all, right? But listen, God has created you uniquely. And when God began to mold you and shape you and form you, he didn't say, I want you to look just like your sister over here and this sister too. Can you imagine we'd all look the same? It'd be a very boring world. But God began to mold you and shape you in certain ways. I can hear you guys now going, yeah, he shaped me a little bigger than some other people, a little bit smaller than others. That is not what I'm talking about. We shape ourselves in that way. With the donuts and the What did we have? Brulalas and unicorn hot chocolate. Yes, you can thank us later when you're at the gym, like, this is not worth it. But God is shaping us and molding us and equipping our personalities. Those things about yourself you do not like, check this out. He gave that to you, but not for it to be used by the wrong way, but to be used for his kingdom in the right way. There's a good side and a bad side to us, right? And how are we using us? How are we using what he's created, what he's molded, what he has? And Jeremiah was in a very broken place. Jeremiah was at a point where he needed a word from God. Do you need a word from God tonight? Well, I believe what God is saying to Jeremiah, he's going to be speaking to us, so let's go there. Jeremiah 1 through 6. And I'm going to actually read it in the New Living Translation. It says, The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah, and he said, go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there. Listen, girls, you've already done the first part of this. Go down to the house of God, and he will speak to you there. He is speaking to you tonight. Put on your listening ears. This is all supernatural. I believe God spoke this. He's been preparing us for this. Go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there. And so I did, as he told me, and I found the potter working on his wheel. But the jar that he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. How many times have we been let down? How many times have we thought we have come short of what God has asked of us? We've messed up, God, and here I am, a broken vessel in front of you. Here I am, a hot mess. What are you gonna do with me, God? I'm so unworthy. And here there was this pot that wasn't good enough. So do you know what the potter did? He said, he took that jar and he was making it, did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into the lump of clay and again started over. I believe God wants to start over in some areas in our life tonight. I believe God wants to hit that reset button in our minds tonight. I believe God wants to hit that do-over button tonight. I think there's some things in our personalities that God is asking us to look at and put a magnifying glass on and say, what do I got in there, God? Because I need to be a potter and a clay pot that you have created and molded and you could be proud of. And as he made this new pot, verse 5, then the Lord gave me a message, O Israel, can I not do to you as the potter has done to this clay? And as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. He created, he molded, and perfected you. We are all in this perfecting process. Listen, girls, each and every one of us is on the road to getting closer to Jesus every day, to getting rid of our old man and dying to those things of the flesh, to being what he's molded and created us to be. And God wants to say to us tonight that, daughter, you are my living vessel. You carry me everywhere you go. You are created and molded and shaped by me. And so if we are God's vessels, then what is God requiring of us? A vessel is something that carries something. This is a vessel. See this pot right here? It was shaped, it was molded. And this is a vessel, and it can carry things. It can hold things. It can carry a lot of weight or it can carry a little weight. How big, how small, whatever the dimensions are. You see, God has given each of us a capacity to carry in our own right. My capacity is not going to be your capacity. Do not compare yourself to me, because one of us will get smaller. Do not compare, because you are a beautiful vessel in the eyes and in the kingdom of God. He has molded and shaped you to be who you need to be. So then what is our purpose? What is our plan? What does God want from us as his daughters, as his vessels? What is the process of making us and molding us and stirring us and asking us and taking us to new levels? Well, get ready, write this down. Number one, he's asking us to empty ourselves. Empty yourself of you. Did you know you can get in your own way? I was going through some things in the past few months. It's almost like the Lord is just like, let's fix that. This is really fun. You know, it's so annoying actually. And just constantly dealing with me on my thought process and on my, what am I gonna say before I say it? And how am I carrying myself? And what is a woman of God who is called called and highly favored look like, God? What does this require of me, God? What is it that you're asking me to carry the new weights, God? And how do I do that well? And these are the things I've been dealing with. And as I was in the shower, and there was just a very trying time for us a few weeks ago, a lot of bad news all at once. Dan and I felt very alone in that, just, really, God? I don't think I could get any more bad news. And I was in the shower, and that's the best place for me to pray because the kids can't come in. I tell the boys I will ruin them for their wives if they come in. And I'm in the shower, and I'm crying, and I'm like, God, what is this? What's going on? And he said, you need to empty yourself. I said, what does that mean? It means every time I'm trying to talk to you about this, you're giving me your opinion. I don't want to hear your opinion. You only need my opinion. Oh, okay. And you need to empty yourself of frustration because you haven't been casting your care, daughter. You've been holding on to those things which are not yours to carry. Oh, yeah, okay. And you know what? You've laid out some plans. And I'm not going to give you my plans because your plans are going to taint my plans. You need to let go of your plans. You need to let go of your ideas. You need to let go of what you think or what you should do or who you are. Okay. And I mean, I just sat in that shower naked, feeling naked, very empty, and just in a surrender position like, God, I just empty myself. I just empty myself. I want none of me and all of you. I want none of me and I want all of you. And I believe God is asking us as his girls to take that on, to empty us, to empty ourselves of what could be, those things which so easily frustrate us. You see, it's so easy to get frustrated, especially when you have husbands and children. Maybe a friend has hurt you. Maybe you use this emoji way too much when you're texting because life is just constantly a sad complaint. God says, strip yourself of that. Strip yourself of that. Maybe you find yourself mad all the time. Oh, I'm so mad at my husband. I'm so mad at my kids. I'm so mad at everything. You know what? You're really mad at God. You got to deal with that and you got to let it go. You got to empty yourself of it. Because you're not walking in forgiveness. Maybe you're just complacent. Whatever, I guess. I don't really care, but that's such a bad attitude. Maybe you need to start caring about what God cares about. Maybe you need to start opening yourself up to care again. Maybe you just had a bad day. I had a bad day. Da-na-na-na-na. You know what? Turn it around, girls. Get rid of that bad day. You're starting to feel depressed. You're starting to feel that come on. And you go, you know what? I choose to stand in the joy of the Lord. He is my strength today. I refuse to give in to how I feel right now, but I'm going to put a smile on my face. I'm going to love those that are hard for me to love right now. I'm going to be who God's asked me to be. You see, you've got to empty yourself. Maybe you're shocked. Maybe you got some bad news from your teenage daughter, or maybe your son came home and told you things that you were like, what? Don't make a face. You ever had those moments? Don't make a face. They won't tell you anymore. So you need to just play it cool. But behind this, let it go and empty it. Let it go and keep judgmentalism out of it. Let it go and let the breath of God breathe through you. Maybe your boss made you mad. Maybe they said something that irked you and you know that coworker talked about you and that coworker took credit for what you did and you want justice. He's your defender. Let it go. Let him defend you. Let him make it right. Maybe you find yourself in a place of just depression. And depression comes over you like a dark cloud. And it can steal your whole day, steal your joy, steal everything God wants to pour in because you're so full of it, he can't get in. You gotta release and empty your vessel of depression. And maybe you just feel like a whole bunch of poopy. Maybe you just had one of these days. And I know you're thinking the S word. Because it's the Christian cuss word is what we say. My mom would go on to tell you what every letter means. And maybe you've had just a crappy day, right? So you're gonna let it totally affect the rest of your day. Girls, empty yourself of that and say, nope, it's not gonna move me. I'm not gonna let this affect the rest of my day or the rest of my night or the rest of my attitude. This week is gonna be a better day tomorrow. I'm gonna be a better wife tomorrow. I'm gonna be a better mom tomorrow. I'm gonna be an open vessel for the kingdom. I'm gonna do what God has asked me to do. You see, God is requiring and he's asking us to empty ourselves of us. Because when we are so full of us, there's no room for him. I can have the biggest opinions and the grandest ideas. You know, we really like ourselves sometimes. And then we're like, yeah. Anybody else want to get on board? Yeah. And people are like, no, that was stupid. And then you're like, rejection. Yeah, we set ourselves up for failure. We set ourselves up for how the enemy wants us to feel. We give in and we listen to the little voices that say, you're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. Oh, look at you, mom fail, total mom fail. Wife fail, look at you. You just don't even know how to be a good wife. And listen, God is saying, empty yourself. I never asked you to be perfect at everything. I only asked you to be empty and ready for me to fill you so that in those moments, he can come through and that's what will pour up out of us. When we have a moment of frustration, the word of God will come up out of us and say, turn the other cheek and walk in love. When I'm hurting and I'm broken and my heart doesn't know how to heal, and I can go to the Holy Spirit, my comforter, and say, oh God, I don't understand. And he says, I'm the one that brings all understanding. You need to pray for your brother or your sister. And when you begin to pray for them, things begin to change in the spirit realm, and the enemy starts going, oh no, this is not working. This division isn't working. This heartbreak isn't working. This rejection isn't working. Because you see, we're full of him and less of us. I decrease so he can increase. And that's what God is asking of us. I have to empty myself of whatever that is on a constant basis. Listen, girls, the shower was not the only time I said that. That prayer happened for me every hour of the day. So when I felt my flesh and myself and the part of me that wanted to go, but I have an opinion, but I know how it should work, but mom's gonna make it happen. It was, I'm empty. And I'm not empty because I don't have something to say, because I only wanna say what God needs me to say. I only wanna do what God needs me to do. I only wanna parent the way God told me to parent. I only wanna love my husband the way God asked me to love my husband. Not according to what I see on TV or what my girlfriend told me who hates men or whatever it is. Be careful what is filling you up. Because God is asking us to constantly be in a mode of decrease and emptiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5, Elijah, your fingers are gonna fall off, buddy. You do not have to keep playing. Okay, we're in the first point. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5. It says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. You're like, wait a second, I thought we were talking about emptying ourselves. Why are you all up in my business? I know I'm living with my man, but she's reading my mail tonight. I'm not, the Bible is. God knows all, sees all, wants all from you, so he's gonna deal with all right? Abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess, listen to this, his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. This is what the Gentiles do who do not know God. Girls, you are daughter of the Most High. You have an accountability. You have a requirement from heaven itself that says you are worth more than giving yourself away like a piece of cheap cheese. I don't know where that came from. I can see that as a quote on the Instagram. Like, I think the music stopped and cheap cheese went through my head. We have to laugh, right? But we are. You have to know that you're more valuable than that. Because sometimes we throw ourselves away thinking that we're bringing love in and we're going and looking for it in all the wrong places. And we place value on things that God does not place value on. We place value on a relationship that keeps us apart from God. And God says, empty yourself of that relationship so that I can be what fills you. Because see, you're separating yourself from God. Maybe you have a bad attitude all the time. Maybe you are that person that is hard to be around. You're like, no, not me. Mm-mm. But do you notice like the kids do not come hang out with you anymore? Do you notice like people just stop calling you? These are some hard things to think about. And you gotta go, maybe there's something that I need to change. Maybe I need to find my joy again. Listen, no money, no man, no pornography, no whatever you're dabbling in, no pot because it's legal, is gonna help you, is gonna fill you, is gonna equip you. It's gonna break you down, it's gonna tear you up, it's gonna separate you from God, it's going to disassociate your position in the kingdom. And God is saying, you know how to deal with your own vessels, but you're not. I believe he's calling us back to holiness in this really immoral world that we live in. God is requiring us to become a new creation in him and not just read it in the word, but actually act upon it. He wants us to pour out and to take care of and sanctify ourselves before him. C.S. Lewis says this, God gives his gifts where he finds the vessel empty enough to receive them. I want to receive all that God has for me. So that means I've got to be empty enough for him to pour in more. You see, girls, let's be those vessels that God goes, oh, look at her. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready. Pour it in, pour it in, pour it in, pour it in, pour it in. Oh, look at this one over here, over here, over here. I'm going to pour out blessing, a miracle, an offering, and blessing. Oh, look at over here. I'm going to give them favor, and I'm going to open every door that they've been praying for. You see, God is ready to bless his kids, but we are not empty vessels ready to receive the blessing. And God is asking us to take it to another level. Take our relationship to another level. Be an open vessel. Number two, be an open vessel. In 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12, in the message, it's on the overheads, it says, if you only look at us, you might, well, miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in an unadorned clay pot of our ordinary lives. You may not feel special. You may not think that you're all that, but listen, God from heaven above says, I made you, I formed you, I created you. I love every extra pound. I love every skinny mini. I love everything about you. I love every mole on your face. I love every gray hair I found for today. And I love it all. And God says, I love it all. Be the clay pot that I've created you to be. It might be ordinary, but it's a beautiful ordinary pot. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power within us. As it is, there is not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that you were not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by trouble. How many of us have had some trouble? It has beat us up. It has taken us to places we don't want to go. It has pushed us into areas we don't want to be. But we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we have not been broken. What they did to Jesus, they will do to us. Trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us, and he lives. Our lives are a constant risk for Jesus' sake. Make Jesus' life all the more evident in yourself. While we're going through the worst, you're getting in on the best. Listen, you might be that vessel going, I'm empty, but I'm willing. I'm empty, but I'm willing. And you know, they can beat me up, they can tear me down, they can kick me while I'm down. I could have grown and been raised in the wrong family in the messed up, perverse area. I don't care what it is. God Jesus says, it's all renewed. It's all restored. There's nothing too big for me, daughter. I know you may not understand relationship, but let God begin to fill you up in what a healthy relationship looks like. Let God begin to walk you through forgiveness on a whole nother level of release and freedom for yourself. You see, God wants us to be ordinary, beautiful clay pots that when the enemy comes to buffet us and buffet us and buffet us, we stand because we know who our God is. And you can sway me, but you're not going to pull up my roots because I'm firm in him and I know who he is. You see, that's who we are in Christ. We have to be willing to be these open vessels. I have a story. You guys like stories? I'm going to take a little water because I get a little crazy. I was telling the AM girls after my mom kind of took over today and preached her little heart out and did such an amazing job. It was beautiful. I said, well, I come from that and I come from Pastor Jim, so I'm kind of in trouble. So, and then I got Pastor Dan to anchor me, okay? So just bear with me if I yell. All right. It's called Infinity in a Jar. It was the morning and the teacher came into my room holding a little jar of clay. A question, he said, he's talking to a student, can that which is little contain that which is big? What do you guys think? That which is little, can it contain that which is big? Yes, okay. The student says, no. Can that which is finite encompass that which is infinite? The student says, no. But it can, replied the teacher. How? Said the student. He lifted the jar and he removed the cap from its top. I'm gonna pull a jar out. This is the jar. And he removed the cap, okay? So now it's an empty jar. And he says, it can. And it can if it's an open vessel. You see, a closed vessel can never contain anything larger than its own size. But an open vessel has no limitations. It now can contain the blowing of the wind and the outpouring of the rain. It can even contain the flowing of a river. It would take a long time to contain a river, said the student. It could take forever, but the principle is the same, said the teacher. And the reason you're showing me this, said the student, which is larger, that which you know or that which you don't know? What do you guys think? That which you don't know or that which you know? Don't know. Okay, that's what the student said. That which you don't know, I would think. So then, it's only wise to seek that which you don't know. I guess, said the student. But how do you contain that which is bigger than you? That which is bigger than your ability to comprehend? By becoming an open vessel, I said. Yes, said the teacher. Only by opening yourself up can you come to know that which you don't already know. And only by becoming an open vessel can you contain that which is greater than yourself. The truth is always greater than our knowing. Your mind and your heart are infinite clay jars, or finite clay jars, but the truth has no end. God has no end. The eternal is infinite, always flowing like a river, I said. Yes, said the teacher, but when the jar opens itself, it becomes unlimited. It can contain the waters of a river. So now you have an open mind, you have an open heart, and you have an open life, for it only to be open vessel and an open heart that can contain in the infinity of God. I don't know about you, but I want to take the lid off of my pot. I want to take the lid off so that I don't just live a finite now kind of life, which only I can contain and create for myself. But I want to take the lid off and I want God to pour out in me something that only he can fill, something that only he can overflow from, something that only he can breathe and restore and renew and equip and teach me in, because I know nothing apart from him. You see, be open vessels, girls. Be willing to be that ordinary life as it talked about. Be willing to be that beautiful pot. Look how beautiful this pot is. It's beautiful. You're beautiful in the sight of God. And he's asking us to be willing to be open vessels. Isaiah, it says, for Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your way, says the Lord, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, we are tapping into a God who knows all, sees all, understands all, knows past, you will open your word up and it will just pour into your heart. And when your babies come to you in brokenness, because this world is broken, you can say, oh, sit down, son. Sit down, daughter. Let me tell you what the Lord spoke to me. Let me tell you what I learned, because mama had to do it in a way that I wish I didn't. But God taught me, because I became an open vessel for him to pour in and teach me. And then you're going to begin to flow out the rivers of living water into your homes, into your workplaces, into your businesses, into your finances. In any area you can believe God for, there's wisdom in it. But it won't come from you. It won't come from the next self-help book. It won't come from the next, you know, spiritual speaker that doesn't really want to talk about God, but they want to self-help you. I've seen those conferences and I'm just snicker at them like, what are we doing? We are nothing apart from God. He created us. He molded us. We are only beautiful inside of him. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me. God is asking us to come to him, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. I don't know about you, but I need some mighty things to be shown to me. I don't want just a mediocre fill up. I don't want just a little here and a little there, but I want an overflowing to the brim, around the corners, spilling out down the stairs, down the neighborhood, down everywhere I'm going. I want the favor and the wisdom of God to pour out, because I'm going to need it in this dry and thirsty land. We are here, but God will fill us and he will equip us to do what he's asked. The last part. Fill up yourself for a miracle. There's two stories. I had a very hard time picking the story I wanted to use because they were both so good. Have you ever done that? Like, you're in the word and I'm just like, oh, I just want to talk about it all. Okay, so I did edit, all right? So we're going to talk about when Jesus made water into wine. And they were empty vessels and he turned it into a miracle. But before I go there, I want to talk about Elisha with the widow's oil. Here's a woman, and the prophet, her husband had died. And she goes to Elisha, she says, I need help. All I have is this oil. They're going to take my sons from me. If you do not help me, I'm going to lose everything. And this is what Elijah responded. He said, send your sons to collect empty vessels. She said, what? Just do what I say. You see, God can work with an empty vessel. God can fill up an empty vessel. If it's already full, he's not going to use it, right? So their sons went out and they gathered all the vessels. They lined them up. And as she started to pour, he said, pour the oil into the vessel. As he started to pour, every vessel got filled to the brim, to the brim, to the brim, to the brim. This began to be her money and her resource. She got to keep her sons, and God provided everything she needed. You see, when that miracle hits, it's when God begins to fill us, and the miracle comes up out of us, and God begins to use us. You're going to lay hands on other people, and they're going to be healed of sickness. You're going to ask for impossible things, and you're going to see them happen in front of you. Faith is going to rise in your heart, and there's going to be a boldness that comes on you to take care of a situation that's going to be hard, but you know that you're not alone in it. John 1:2, turn with me there. I'm sorry, John 2:1. Yeah, I told you I was tongue-tied tonight. You still okay with me? I'm yelling at you, but I just get so passionate about God. I'm not yelling at you, I'm just excited. Because I love him so much, and just what he does and who he is. I want to just sit at his feet and just, what else do you have for me, Father God? What else do you have? John 2:1-10, it says, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to this wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does that concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. I love his mom. She just moved right past that. She said, verse 5, whatever he says, do it. You know, she is still mama, right? Like, how many times did my kids tell me something? I'm like, whatever. Anyways, you're going to do what I tell you to do because I'm mama bear and you're going to do what I tell you. And Jesus says to honor your father and mother. So he did what she said. Verse 6. And now there was a set of, there were six water pots. So imagine, these pots are big like this, and they're full, right, of nothing. They're water pots, but they're empty. And there's no more wine. I mean, they're probably already drunk. I always did wonder, like, God, why did they need more wine? Like, but whatever, I get, he's getting to the point here. Okay, so these are the conversations I have with him. All right. And he just kind of moves on past me. All right. So then they're lined up, six water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. That's a whole lot of a pot. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. Okay. And they fill them up to the brim. That means like up to here, girls. That there is no room for it to be full anymore, or it's going to slop everywhere. Okay. And so just imagine six of them filled to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it to him. And when the master of the feast had tested the water that had been made wine, and he did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when your guests have all been drunk, then the inferior wine is brought out. You have kept the good wine until now. Do you see, wine takes a really long time to make. Yeah. I mean, if you are to, I don't even know what they do to wine. What is it? They ferment? Thank you. Remember, I'm tongue-tied tonight. Thank you for helping me preach. Okay. It's fermenting, right? And it takes a long time. I know this is a very long process. Think about it. He puts water in there. It's the best wine they've ever had. Of course. What about us? Here we are. God says, I need you to be an empty vessel. He's going to fill you with the water of living water. He's going to fill you. What kind of miracle is going to pour up out of you, girls? What is God setting you up for? What is he asking of you? What is he saying to us? Is he saying, okay, good, now that you're empty, I'm going to fill you up with a river of living water, which comes from me, and you're never going to thirst again because I will satisfy your soul, and then up out of you is going to be somewhere where you go on a mission and everything you touch is blessed. I don't know about you, but I need some blessing in my life, and I want some favor in my life, and I want the will of God to be poured out everywhere I go. I want God to use me in blessings. I want to pray for blind eyes and see them open. I want to see tumors fall off people. I want to see people with no legs, their leg to grow out. Why not? Why not? If it happened in the Word, he can use us. But we have to be available to be the empty vessels that he's requiring so that he can fill us up so we can be poured out for him in a miracle, supernatural way. You see, God is asking and requiring of us to be these open vessels, and he's going to pour out, 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 and it's going to start getting messy because it's so good, and people are going to wonder, what is coming out of her? Whoa, I don't know her anymore. Well, she's like overflowing with the goodness of God. She's overflowing with miracles and signs. She's overflowing with joy. She's overflowing. Depression is gone. She's be the most depressed person I've ever seen. She's happy all the time. She finds the love in things that are not loving. You see, guys and girls, God has a call for us to be empty, to fill us up so we can be poured out, and so God can use us and mold us and shape us to be the full-time ministers he has called us to be. It is not just my job. This is your job as a daughter of the Most High God. I am here to equip you and to fill you and bring you the word. You're supposed to take it and go out into the highways and byways and command and to tell people about who he is. You see, you have a voice. You've been silenced long enough. Begin to use your voice, daughter. Begin to speak the oracles of God. Begin to ask God to give you a boldness you've never had before, because he's ready to fill you up and pour you out. He's ready to bring prosperity into your life in ways you've never seen. You may have lived bound, and God says, I'm loosing. He says, whatever's bound in heaven on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever's loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. You need to bind some things up. You need to fill your cup up with him. You need to loose blessing into your life. You need to start getting yourself in some faith and stir yourselves up, girls. Let's not be negative Nellies. Let's be women of faith. Let's be women who can conquer all things. Let's be women who God can trust to fill us up so we can pour out and be a blessing. I believe that's who God is asking us to be. It doesn't matter what your background, it doesn't matter where you came from. He loves you, he has a plan for you, he can use you, he uses everybody. If he can use a jackass in the Bible, he can use us, right? In our stupidity, in our inferiority, and in our insecurity. You see, God wants to fill our vessel. Are we willing to be empty for him? Are we willing to be empty for him? I wanted to give you some practical things, but I want us to remember, number one, that he makes us. He's the one who forms us as his vessels. He's the one who molds us and shapes us as the potter does. Then we are to empty ourselves, and then we are to be open vessels for him. Take the lid off your pot, girls, and let God begin to pour in so that he can put in and it can be overflowing. And then allow him to fill you up, because a miracle is coming your way. A miracle is coming your way. I believe it. That is prophetic. A miracle is coming your way. Those things you've been believing and asking for, God is about and ready, right on the edge, ready to go, ready to say, what do you got? Are you all in, girl? Because I'm all in with you. You see, God wants us all in. Philippians 2:16, it says, hold firmly to the word of life. Girls, it's not your friend that's the word of life. She will not speak the life that you need in your hard times. Don't look for it in your husband. He was not created to be that for you. You are the helpmate. Did you know that? You're the one created to help him out. That's why we need each other, so we can get filled up, go back out and help them. All right? Behind every good man's a woman rolling her eyes. And so, and I will say, it's awesome watching it in staff meeting with Pastor Richard and Michelle. He will be saying things and she's like, it's okay, I do it on the front row all the time when Dan tells cheesy jokes. Okay, back on track. The word is gonna be your answer. The word is what you need to train yourself and your heart to go to. And I love Dr. Vanessa this morning when in our AM, we had a faith panel. If you guys cannot get here on Thursday mornings, I totally get it. I understand being a working mom or a working grandma or whatever your position is. But get online, because if you go to women or rockchurch.com, you can go to our Women Rock website and you can get those messages every week right after we preach them. Play them for yourself on the way home. Connect with us in that way so that we're all on the same page as the body of Christ, okay? So we wrapped up the series today, and Dr. Vanessa said, you know, when you link your faith up with someone and they say, I got an issue, you ask them, what scripture are you believing on? What scripture are you believing on? And I was like, yeah, girlfriend, that's awesome. And then she said, because I can link up with that, because I can link up with word on an issue. You see, get in the word, find out what God says about your issue, and then let's do it together. And then it says, I will be proud that I did not run this race in vain, and that my work was not useless. But I, verse 17, will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Girls, let's pour ourselves out like a liquid offering, a beautiful offering to our King tonight. Let's be those empty vessels that God can use and equip and fill us. I have this one cute little idea. I'm a mom and I have, you know, kids. I would not say lots of kids. Maybe if I had one more, that would be a crowd. But I'm turning into my mother. My nose is running. How did this happen? You never think you're gonna turn into your mother, but you do. Thank you, Michelle. If you don't know, Pastor Deborah always has a tissue. Okay, and now I know why. Stacy, it's happening. Okay, how did this happen? Okay, sorry, am I being cheesy tonight? Okay, so get a jar like this, a mason jar, okay? And maybe you have kids or grandkids, or maybe just you, all right? Put this jar out on your kitchen counter and put post-it notes next to it with a pen. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to every day write down something God did and then fold it up and put it in the jar, because this is your empty vessel. And then you're gonna put in and see what he fills you up with throughout the month. When your jar is full, empty it out, make a dinner for your family, pour it out on the table and reread everything that you said. Reread everything God did for you. Empty that vessel again and fill it back up again. Could you guys do that? Is that something simple you can make happen in your families? Make it your blessing jar. Make it something that God fills you up, and that it's a constant reminder, because we forget all the things he does for us, and it's so easy. But yet I believe God does something all the time, that there's little miracles happening all around us and we don't even know, because we're just so used to him being so good. Let's not take him for granted. Let's be grateful and women of gratitude, women ready to be filled as vessels for him, used for the kingdom, used in submission to what it is his will is for our lives. Did you guys get something from the Word tonight?
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.